So, lots going on this weekend. Anyone, most of you, watch the wedding yesterday? Yes. Did any of you sing along to the first hymn, which was the hymn we just sang? Yes, yes. I was in the car at that point, so I was driving along singing that, and then I got into the house and I watched a bit more of the service. Did you then perhaps go on to watch the football? No, not so many. I must confess, I don't even know who was playing, let alone who won. So somebody could enlighten me. Who won? Chelsea won. Oh, I know one of my work colleagues is going to be extremely happy about that. And who are they playing? Manchester United. You see, you're educated people here. I hadn't got a clue what was going on. Any other celebrations that have been going on this week? You're having a Christian Aid lunch today because it's the end of Christian Aid week. Anybody been out collecting Christian Aid? Yes, yes, yes. That can be a mixed kind of thing, can't it? I've been out collecting for things, and sometimes it's good, sometimes it's difficult, and yeah, that's that. Anybody had a birthday or an anniversary this week or in the week coming up? Yes, is that birthday? 29? More or less. Okay, anybody else? No? A wedding anniversary. May I ask how many years? 23. That's really, really good. Not certain about that, but more or less. That's great. That's quite an achievement. We do celebrate all kinds of things, don't we? We tend to celebrate things that are new and when they came about, like people. So when somebody's born, it's a birthday, and every year, generally, we celebrate that. As we get older, it might get quieter and quieter, but, you know, we might celebrate a new marriage, or say the opening of a building or the formation of a group. Or it might be something a bit more serious, like the signing of a treaty or an agreement that's gone on internationally, or something more sad. We think of things like 9/11 and other massive historical events. I was in Berlin a couple of weeks ago, and we saw bits of the Berlin Wall, and yeah, I could remember the Berlin Wall coming down. It's such a massive thing in history. So we mark those sorts of things. And of course, in the Christian calendar, we also have big significant events. Christmas, we celebrate Christ's birth. Easter, we celebrate Christ's death and resurrection, more his resurrection, and other things throughout the year. And our first reading is to do with one of those significant events in the Christian calendar. And it's just four verses. The reading's from Acts chapter 2, verses 1 to 4.
Acts chapter 2, verses 1 to 4. The coming of the Holy Spirit. When the day of Pentecost came, all the believers were gathered together in one place. Suddenly, there was a noise from the sky, which sounded like a strong wind blowing, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then they saw what looked like tongues of fire, which spread out and touched each person there. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to talk in other languages as the Spirit enabled them to speak.
So today we remember what happened at Pentecost. Jesus had died but risen from the dead, as we remember at Easter. Then he'd ascended, he'd gone to heaven, and he told his believers, but wait here, wait for a helper to come, wait for somebody new to come and help you. And they were gathered together in one place, as we just read. And I guess the disciples weren't sure what was going to happen. Jesus had explained lots of things before his death and resurrection. And he prayed for them. He prayed that they would receive the Holy Spirit. but they maybe weren't sure what would happen. But on this day, lots of people were gathered together, lots of believers, and suddenly the Holy Spirit arrived, a kind of invisible force, but they could see like tongues of fire on people's head, and they were able to speak in other languages. Throughout the Bible, the Holy Spirit's given to enable people to do special things, do certain things, certain tasks at certain times. But then in the New Testament, the Holy Spirit comes on all believers. And the disciple Peter was there and explained to everyone what was happening. And we read later in that chapter that about 3,000 people joined and became Christians that day. It was a massive event, which is why we think about Pentecost each year. And it just reminds us again that God sends us help and power for our day-to-day living, for our faith. Now, we're going to have another big reading now. It's a very long reading, but there are activities to go with this reading. So everyone gets to join in. It's not compulsory, but you do get the opportunity to join in, whatever your talents are. So we're going to do the creation story. And some of you, I'm going to wander about a bit. So some of you might be good at colouring and drawing. Anyone good at colouring and drawing? Yes, colouring and drawing. I've got some things you can colour in here, some animals you can colour in, or I've got some paper you can draw. Do you want some colouring in or drawing? Do you want to do some colouring in? You've got some pencils up there, haven't you? Have you got some colouring in pencils? If not, there's some there if you want to take some. Anybody else want to do some colouring in? Yes, come on, everyone's going to join in something. Please do. Do you want colouring in or drawing? Colouring in. Right, okay. Now, during the reading, if you want to come forward, I've got lots of things here. You can colour things in. Nice duck there to colour in. Or there's some blank paper and there's some pens and pencils and felt and things. Come and collect things, please do, because I don't want it all to go to waste. And I don't want you to just be sitting there, you know, reading and, you know, good to do something as well. So there's colouring in. The other thing is, could do with a lighting engineer. Now, all you have to do is when light is mentioned during the reading, and you have to be really, you know, with it for this, is you switch the light on. And when it's night, you switch it off again. So if somebody would like to work the light, yes, I think you're being volunteered, so you can come and work the light. There's the switch there. It's quite straightforward. So that's the light. Now, need somebody else with a lot of puff in them. Please don't volunteer for this if you've got asthma or anything, because I've got a globe here that needs blowing up. Would somebody like to blow the globe up? So you can sit where you are. Yes, lovely, volunteer, wonderful. So you don't do this until the very beginning of the reading, when God created the world, because it's at the very beginning. I've also got some blue balloons, if you would like to sort of make a world from scratch, and you can draw on the countries if you want to do that. But for the balloon, you've got a balloon pump, so much easier. And also here we've got a yellow balloon for the sun. So would anyone like to do the blowing up? Oh my goodness, I should have given you you'll do the sun, right? You don't need a pump, that's wonderful. Anyone like to do another world? Yes, I'm getting some. I like this thing of people volunteering other people to do things. This is wonderful, this is. And a balloon pump. And you can, And you can come and get a good old Woolies balloon pump, and you can come and get a pen if you want to draw the countries on. I wouldn't be very good at that, I can promise you. Now, the other thing is, and you can do, you don't have to just do one thing, you can do lots of things. We've got plenty of time. I've got some plasticine here. And with the plasticine, you can make people or animals or flowers or anything, anything that appears in the reading. So if you would like some plasticine, would anyone like some plasticine? Please, no. I'll put the lamp down. That's fine, that's okay. Anyone like some plasticine? Oh, if I can get it open. Perhaps I need somebody to assist me to get it open. Goodness me, it's not opening very well. It's obviously a safety feature of this plasticine. You can't actually open it. Anyone good at opening packets?
We have got some scissors at the back.
Ah, right. Scissors if we're really desperate. If you can open that. Is it opening? You look like you're going to make a much better job of this than me. Right.
That's it.
Yeah.
Well done.
Is it happening? It's going to happen. I like this positivity. Shall I? That's it. Right, you as a team can open the plasticine, and please, if you've not got something to do, please come forward and get some things, get some plasticine, make some animals and things, and we'll see how we get along. If you're not doing anything, I'm also going to ask some questions as we go along in the reading. So, right, here we go, and Rosemary's going to help me. So here we are. I'll stand over here so you can have that microphone, and we'll begin. Yes.
Okay. I'm just going to say to Chris, I think the scissors are in the top drawer of the cabinet over there. Right. Okay, so reading from Genesis chapter 1, the beginning. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
So we've got the earth. Oh, the earth's already blown up and all ready. There you go. There's the earth. And we've got, another earth here, and help yourself to pens, and you can draw on all the countries. And we'll check to see if they match well at the end. I'm sure it wouldn't if... Is that open yet? Is the plasticine open? Oh, it's open. It's open. So if anyone wants to get plasticine, it's open at the front here. Please come and get bits of plasticine. Anyone want a bit of plasticine but don't want to get out of their seat? Do you want me to bring you a bit of plasticine?
Yes, go on.
I'm sure people can make some wonderful models. And a bit of blue there. There's some white here. Somebody want to make a polar bear? Okay, and then there's some greens. You can make some leaves or plants. Wonderful. And there's some more at the front here. So, you know, get modelling. Right. Okay, let's carry on verse 2.
Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters.
Now, the reading we had was about the Holy Spirit coming at Pentecost, but that was a special outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Here we see that the Holy Spirit was at the very beginning of the creation of the world. And we've got some water here. Now, I was going to have some water being poured from a jug into a bowl, but I thought that might get a bit messy. So when we hear the word water, if we could do drip, drip, or swish, swish, or some water-like noise, that would be good. Okay, let's carry on to verse 3.
You ready, Frank? And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light.
Right, light. And we'll have that switched on at the beginning of each day and off at the end of each day. And we carry on in verse 4.
God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. And God said, let there be a vault between the waters to separate water from water. So God made the vault and separated the water under the vault from the water above the vault. And it was so. God called the vault sky, and there was evening, and there was morning, the second day. And God said, let the water under the sky be gathered to one place, and let the ground, dry ground, appear. And it was so. God called the dry ground land, and the gathered waters he called sea. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, let the land produce vegetation, seed-bearing plants and trees on the land that bear fruit with seed in it, according to their various kinds. And it was so. The land produced vegetation, plants bearing seed according to their kinds, and trees bearing fruit with seed in it, according to their kinds. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the third day.
So, is anyone drawing or colouring in any plants at all? Vegetation, flowers, trees, anything like that? Got any of those? Feel free to come down and get pens if you'd like to draw some. Does anyone grow vegetables at home? Yes? Yes? How's that going? Ah, right. Rhubarb's good. Rhubarb does very well, doesn't it? And we found last year that courgettes did amazingly well. I can recommend courgettes. We had courgettes every week. So we're trying some different things this year. But, you know, it seems to be going, it's nice and hot and sunny. Just have to remember to get out there every night and water properly, because otherwise things just shrivel up, don't they? Okay, so verse 14.
And God said, let there be lights in the vault of the sky to separate the day from the night, and let them serve as signs to mark sacred times and days and years. And let them be lights in the vault of the sky to give light on the earth. And it was so. God made two great lights, the greater light to govern the day, and the lesser light to govern the night. He also made the stars. God set them in the vault of the sky to give light on the earth, to govern the day and the night, and to separate light from darkness. And God saw that it was good.
So have we got the sun? How's the sun go? Oh, there's the sun. The sun's come out. And if anyone's drawing any stars or anything like that, that's good. Yes, drawing, colouring in stars and that kind of thing. Okay, let's carry on.
And there was evening, and there was morning, the fourth day. And God said, let the water teem with living creatures, and let birds fly across the earth, across the vault of the sky. So God created the great creatures of the sea and every living thing with which the water teems and that moves about in it, according to their kinds, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was good.
Okay, is anyone drawing or colouring in fish or birds? Penguin, wonderful. That's kind of, it swims, but it's like a bird, isn't it? Yes, that's right. Anyone else doing anything? No? Okay. Well, I'll be interested to see all these works of art and creations at the end. I'm sure they're going to be absolutely fantastic. Right, on to the next part.
God blessed them and said, "Be fruitful and increase in number, and fill the water in the seas, and let the birds increase on the earth." And there was evening, and there was morning, the fifth day. And God said, "Let the land produce living creatures according to their kinds, the livestock, the creatures that move along the ground, and the wild animals, each according to its kind." And it was so.
And we colouring or making or whatever, animals, drawing, yes, lovely, more coming along there. Yeah. Has anyone changed their mind and they'd now like to do some drawing or colouring and you haven't got the equipment or some plasticine? Any more plasticine wanted out there? No, people are being very reserved. Okay, we'll carry on.
God made the wild animals according to their kinds, the livestock according to their kinds, and all the creatures that move along the ground according to their kinds. And God saw that it was good.
So as you're making or just sitting thinking, let's think about that last sentence, "And God saw that it was good." God loves the world and all the people and all the creatures and all the plants in it. We might not be perfect, and we're not always very good at looking after the world. It's only in recent years there's been a lot of talk about how we need to look after and preserve the world and just care for it a little bit more. But God loves us nonetheless, and he does love the world, so he wants us to look after it as well. So be encouraged to look after the world, because God creates it for us and us for the world, so it's important to look after.
Then God said, "Let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, over the livestock and all the wild animals, and over all the creatures that move along the ground."
Is anyone drawing or making people at all?
I can see some very good people there.
Yes. Oh, good. Oh, yes. Wonderful. Got a couple of people there sitting there. That's great. Lovely. Okay. Let's carry on.
So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them and said to them, "Be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky and over every living creature that moves on the ground." Then God said, "I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth, and every tree that has fruit with seed in it. They will be yours for food. And to all the beasts of the earth, and all the birds in the sky, and all the creatures that move along the ground, everything that has breath of life in it, I give every green plant for food." And it was so.
Food. What is your favourite food? Come on, let's hear some people's favourite food.
Chocolate,
roast potatoes. What's your favourite food? Strawberries. Oh, that's good. They're very, very healthy. Very good for vitamin C. Anybody else's favourite food? Lamb shank, was that? Ah, right. What's that? Fish. Yes. I like cheese. I've got a real weakness for cheese. Give me a cheese and pickle sandwich and I'm perfectly happy. Yes, here God is saying that all the fruit and vegetables were for the first people to eat, and he wanted them to enjoy the food he'd created for them. Okay, nearly at the end of the reading.
God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth were completed in all their vast array. By the seventh day, God had finished the work he had been doing. So on the seventh day, he rested from all his work. Then God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it he rested from all the work of creating that he had done.
Thank you very much for reading that huge reading there. Thank you. And as our reading finishes, we see that even God rested. Have you ever had a time, or perhaps it's now, when you were rushing around doing so many things, you fall into bed at night and you're absolutely shattered? Yes? Yes, is that now? Is that all the time? Because I know it is for me sometimes. I'm absolutely shattered. Sometimes I have to have an afternoon nap at the weekend if I can fit one in. I've been known when I've been really tired to have a morning nap at the weekend if I've been really tired and really running around. So we sometimes feel we haven't got enough time to do everything we want to do. But here we see that even God rested and made a time to just rest, just be peaceful, not work, not run around or anything else like that. And in the commandments, God talks about the Sabbath, having one day a week that is restful and peaceful and not working and not running around, so that we can be refreshed, so that we can be ready for a new week. We're not built for running around all the time. We're not really built for around the clock, things being open, and things being open 7 days a week and 24 hours. We're not really made for that. So here we see God resting, and that's a good idea for us too.